Right. So we are holding. When's our last day of shiur? What are we going to do?
June 12th to 19th is Chazara week, and then.
Yeah. So we can do that.
Chazan classes.
We can do Chazara week and Chazan classes. I mean, that would mean June. When's June 12th?
Soon.
Monday. So. All right. We'll have to. Let's have shiur at least Sunday and Monday, and then we'll. Maybe we'll have Chazara from then till. Anyway, we skipped a lot obviously in Avelis, but there are a couple of things that like you need to get to, right? You need to get to whether an Avel's allowed to go to a wedding, you know, like we haven't gotten to that yet. Basic things like that. So a couple of things we need to get to, and how to handle Avelis on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Those are some basics. So do we have to discuss Shmur Rechoka? It doesn't come up so much, so we don't have to talk about Shmur. We don't have to hit every single siman, but hopefully over Sunday and Monday we'll try to hit the last few basics that we haven't covered yet. Okay, so let's discuss the issur of some of the other issurim of Avelus. The issur lechades, the Gemara Moed Katan Daf Yud Zayin says that an Avel is not allowed to do laundry, and the Ramban and the Beis Yosef quotes from Rambam as well say that an Avel is asur kol shiva to do laundry, but that's it, only during shiva. The Torah quotes from the Riva that it's called shloshim, that you're not allowed to do laundry for all of shloshim. So the Prisha says that it's asur lechabes v'lilbosh, but lechabes kedei laniach is mutar b'toch shloshim, meaning even according to the shita of the Riva, which is quoted in Tosos and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, that the Yisr Techbosa, the Yisr Kibus is shloshim and not just shiva. That just means to launder and wear it, but to launder and put it away, that's mutar b'shloshim and only asur b'shiva. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Tesef Aleph Paskins anyway, like the Ramban and the Rambam, that as soon as shiva is over, one is allowed to do laundry and wear laundered clothing. Shulchan Aruch Paskins that if it's betok shiva, then even al menas to wear them after shiva is going to be asur, because it's not only the simcha of wearing laundered clothing, but it's the malacha, it's the yisur of asiyas malacha that a person is doing during the shiva, and it's also asur for other people to be mechabes and megahets the clothing of the avel, just like any other time you're not allowed to do a malacha, you're not supposed to have other people doing malacha for you. So if the avel wants to get his clothing laundered, he can't even give it to cleaners, he can't even give it to the laundromat or the dry cleaners or whatever. Now, if he gave it in before the avelus started, even though the cleaners may not have done the laundry yet, so he doesn't have to stop them at that point from doing the laundry. They're allowed to do a kedarkum, just like any other malacha that you give to a kablan, where they don't have to do it at the time that it's asur. They could be doing it at the time that it's mutter, where that's okay. Now the Gemara says that if takfu avelu to avelu zeh achar zeh, then you could be mechabes b'mayim without using any sort of detergent. Hopefully that doesn't come up too much. Now, the Ramban in Taras Adam writes that just like in Alel be mechabes, there's a separate issue to wear begadim mechubasim called shiva, meaning if you had just done the laundry before the person had become an avel, he's not allowed to wear those fresh clothing. And he says that he found b'shem Rashi that you're allowed to wear begadim mechubasim, but the Ramban says it's incorrect. Because it's the Isra of Kibbutz is not only mitam Isra Malacha, it's also mitam that you're not allowed to have the simcha of wearing freshly laundered clothing. So they're both true, they're both Isurim. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Sif Aleph. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins over here in Siman Shin Pei Tes Sif Aleph. So Pischei Tshuva and Sifkat Beis quotes from Tshuvas Lach Metoda that which we only allow after Shiva is only if you're machlif l'tanug. But if you're machlif l'tzorech, meaning let's say the clothing that you're wearing is filthy, you were eating something and it just went right all over your clothing, so then you're allowed to change your clothing even betoch shiva, whether you have to tear kriya again, okay, so that we discussed, but at least to put on new clothing if the clothing got really messed up. In Gesher HaChaim, he says that also, that if it got dirty, you're allowed to change your clothing if it got dirty. Yalkut Yosef compares it to someone who has like mud or dirt on their hands, that that they're allowed to wash their hands, even b'toch shiva, and it's not a problem because you're just removing some dirt that happens to be there. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the same is true for a very shvitzy clothing. If it was just very hot and you sweat a lot, so you're allowed to change the clothing for that also. That's considered like dirt. So in the Prey Baruch, he says that the best thing to do is, if you do have to change clothing and put on fresh clothing during Avelos, to give the clothing to someone else to wear it first, so that it's not so fresh, right? Meaning, so that is similar to what we do before the 9 days to unfreshen our clothing. But unlike the 9 days, over here you have other people you can give it to. But 9 days, everyone's in the same avelos. Now in Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak Chelukutzim Mimdalid, he says that the issue of wearing freshly laundered clothing is not only freshly laundered clothing; you're not supposed to change your sheets either. So he says, yeah, but if you're staying at someone else's house or you're staying at a hotel, you don't have to tell them, oh, just leave the sheets from the last guest. You know, like that's gross. So that would be like meluchlach betit. But once you check, let's say you're staying at a hotel, for whatever reason, that, you know, sometimes people have a very large family, so there are 12 avelim. They can't all stay in the house, and 8 of them are coming in from out of town, so there's a hotel down the road, so they might all be staying, a number of them might be staying at the hotel. So when they check into the hotel, they could have freshly laundered sheets, but they should tell them, don't change the sheets kol zman that I'm there, which nowadays hotels prefer not to change the sheets all the time anyway, because everyone's going green, and it's bad for the environment if they do laundry. Yeah.
You're going to need to do Kriya anyways. Do you need to give the clothes in the dress first, or who cares? It's going to be torn.
No, meaning it's a separate issue. Kriya is a din in Kriya. This is din in wearing something freshly laundered. Even something torn, if it's freshly laundered, it's freshly laundered. The Torah quotes from the Smak that you could wear freshly laundered, nice white clothing as soon as Shiva is over. But he says, Va'olam nagu is nagu bo iser. And therefore, the minig is someone else wears it first, and then you wear it. And the minig is the ikr, because kol halacha that's rofefes viyadecha halecha achar haminam. And the Torah says, I don't really get where this minig comes from, that during shloshim you can't wear freshly laundered clothing, but that's the minig. So Darkei Moshe writes that even though it's tamua where in the world this minig comes from, kach nagu olam, that's the minig olam. And he quotes a kolbo in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz, that if someone else wore it even just for a little bit, it's dai bekach, that's good enough. But that heter, the Pnei Baruch points out from the Stechemed, of having someone else wear it for a minute is really only shayich la'achar shiva, or if during shiva it's meluchlach, where you have to change your clothing. But if there's nothing, no hechrich to change your clothing during shiva, you can't rely on this having someone else put it on for a half hour and then putting it on yourself. He quotes from Sefer Zera Emes that b'makom tzorach gadol, you could maybe even during shiva, if the person wears it for a half a day. Now the Rosh writes in the name of the Ravid what I mentioned before, that it's not only clothing, it's sheets and things like that as well. The sheets and towels, other things that that are items that get laundered that your body comes in direct contact with. And that's the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk as well as the Sif Aleph. Now, a major exception to this whole Isser is Bigdei Ketanim. The Mordechai is quoted by the Darkei Moshe Nos Gimel that Gedolim are allowed to be Mechabes Bigdeim Shel Ketanim Shemes Aviyam. That if Rachman El Son, you have a child who lost a parent, so they could wash the clothing. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Beis that it quotes this in Sif Beis La Halacha. Now the Aruch HaShulchan Sif Ches says that the reason is because Ketanim have to change their clothing, because they're constantly messing up their clothing, and it's mutar lechabes even in the house, because everyone sees that it's big day katanim. They're tiny, they're different, they look like children's clothing. So Beisila writes, the Beisila and Sadeh Shulchan Aruch writes that the reason for the heter is because there's no mitzvah chinuch by avelus. The fact that we do kriya for a katan is only mipnei agmas nefesh, and he says, and it's only mutter though for gedolim who are not avelim to be mechabes big day katanim. But the Avelim themselves have a separatist of doing malacha. Meaning, so yes, the Ketanim are not, it's true, the Ketanim are not included in chinuch for avelus, so they can wear laundered clothing, but there's a separate issue of doing laundry. So if an adult is an avel also, then they shouldn't be doing the laundry for the ketanim unless there's no one else that's able to do it. Now the Mechaber and Sif Hey and the Raman and Sif Gimel say that although the Isser of wearing freshly laundered clothing Meikar Adin is only for Shiva and Minug is for Shloshim to have someone else wear it first, Minug that we can't really explain, but it's a Minug. The Mechaber and Sif Hey and the Raman and Sif Gimel say that you shouldn't wear brand new clothing for Kol Shloshim, and then the Rama adds, you also shouldn't wear new clothing for Kol Yud Beis Chodesh Al Aviv Imo. So apparently there's this other level. It's not just freshly laundered clothing, but there's when it's even better than freshly laundered, it's brand new. So brand new clothing, minig is for Aviv Imo Yud Beis Chodesh for Shar Krovim Shloshim. So the Mechaber writes that it's only Aser Ad Sheyagia HaRegel Achar Shloshim V'yigaru Bo Chaverav. That when Yontif comes and your friends tell you, come on, how are you wearing that same shirt again, still, whatever, you did not get new clothing. Pischi Tshuva quotes from Tshuva Me'ava that you don't need to wait for Regel. As soon as Shloshim is over, you go to Bo Chaverav, that would be good enough. The Regel is just Orcha de Milsa, because that's when they would get upset at you, or they would notice that you don't have new clothing. And that's what's Mashmah from Lashon of the Gra as well. The Gra knows Tezvav, that Mestama, no one's going to know to be Goer until it's Regel. It's interesting, because the Ramah is not... when the Mechaber says that, the Ramah doesn't say anything in Sifei. I saw in the back of the Pnei Baruch, there's a Kuntras Oel Chana by Rav Aldenburg, where he's Miyashev. He says it could be that the Rama was Somech on what he already wrote in Siv Gimel, and the Mechaber just coming to tell us the Yikra Din, or it could be that the Rama is, and the Rama in Siv Gimel is telling us what the Minig is, and the Minig is to wait the full Yud Beis Chodesh. Or it could be that there are two shiurim, that if it's not Yigru B'Chaveirav, then you do Yud Beis Chodesh. But if it's Yigru B'Chaveirav, then you don't need to do Yud Beis Chodesh. It could be that as soon as it's Regel Rishon or after Shloshim or something like that, that you could then get new clothing. So the Berah Golan and Sivkot Yitzayin quotes a Kolbo that when you're not supposed to wear new clothing, if you let someone else wear it for 2 or 3 days, then it's all mutter. So the Berah Golan adds on his own, that's dafka if it's tsarich lahem. So you may have heard that avelim may have, then when they get a new suit, they have someone else wear that new suit for a few days. So it's dafka if it's a tsarich. In Pnei Baruch, he quotes all the Gedolei Apollo, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Aldenburg and Rav Fisher, that begadim chadashim that are made for Zaya alone, like undershirts and things like that, and are not big day kavod, you're allowed to wear after Shloshim, even if no one else wears them first. Meaning this whole din of not getting new clothing, and if it's a tzorech, then you can get new clothing, but you have to have other people wear it first. That's only the begadim that are for kavod. But big day zeya, like undershirts and things like that, you could just get new ones. The Pnei Baruch also quotes from the Yakri Dechai, Simin Yates of Chavtas, I'm not sure what that is, that Kelim Chadashim are mutter to buy the entire year. Meaning Kelim Chadashim, not Begadim Chadashim, like other items, household items, you're allowed to buy the entire year, and you don't have to have other people use them first. Meaning, guys, you're allowed to get a new phone, you're allowed to get a new whatever it is that you might use around the house. That's not an Isser. And he quotes from Morei Hara'a that you're allowed to redecorate your home even within Shloshim. That there's no Isser of doing that. Yeah, good. That's based on the minhag of the Rama, yeah.
What about clothing that is hand-me-downs from a thrift store, things like that? That you need to have someone else wear it first, you do that without a tzarech, or is that considered new clothing?
Probably used clothing is not new clothing. That's probably the same as having someone else wear it first.
Well, yeah. Do you need a tzarech for that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Probably not, yeah.
The Rav Shulchan says that cheap clothing, he says very explicitly against it,
you buy new pants, he's assuming pants are cheap. You never met Lululemon. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What if when you tried it on, like you wore it before, so it's not new to you. Like you already wore it when you were gonna buy it, and it's like a new garment.
What do you mean? I mean, you just tried it on before the person became an avel. They tried it on. I don't know if trying it on is enough. I mean, it's got someone should wear it in a normal wearing context. You know, there are all these coolness about trying on. If you try on shatness, right? You get it. You try things on before you check it for shatness. So you say, eh, not really a levisha. Whatever the heter is, you know, so it's a harder heter and comes shatness. All the poskim of tshuva is about it. Matan can tell you all about it. I'm sure. The next iser, hair cutting and shaving and cutting nails. So the Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says that an avel is aser b'tisporas. We learn from the Bnei Aaron. The pasuk says Roshechem al tifru, and in Evel Rabasi in Perek Zayin that it's lo rak sar shabarosho kol sar shabagufo, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simshin Sadi as well. As far as a mustache, so the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph says that if it's being ma'akev the achila, you're not, you know, it's making eating annoying because your mustache is growing over your mouth. So then it's mutter. So the Torah quotes three shitos about that. First shita is shita saravid, that even though in chalamoid it's mutter to be megaleach the mustache, by an avel it's asr kol shloshim yom. That throughout shloshim an avel is not even allowed to be megaleach a mustache. That's shita of the ravid and the Rambam. Second shita is the Ritzkeus, who holds kol shiva it's asr, as soon as shiva is over it's mutter, and that's the shita of the Ritzkeus and the Bahag. The third shita is the Ramban. The Ramban writes, even betok shiva, if it's getting in the way of your eating, you're allowed to shave a mustache. So the Beis Yosef writes, well, we have these three shitas. The most machmir is the first shita, the Ravid and the Rambam, that you have to wait till after Shloshim. But when, you know, and normally by Avelis we go Lakula, but when you get the Rambam and the Ravid on the same page, you know, you throw a party and you say, wow, we have the Rambam and the Ravid agreeing, we better follow them. So, Hachi Naktina. And that's how the Beis Yosef writes, we should pask in the most machmir shita, that throughout Shloshim you cannot shave your mustache or trim your mustache. Dark Emotionos Aleph says that he thinks we pass on like the Ramban, which is the most makil of the three shitos, that even betoch shiva you can cut your mustache. Now it's interesting because if you look in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Sadi Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ritzkeus and the Ramah doesn't say anything. So it's so funny because in the Beis Yosef passes like the Rambam and the Ravid, the Darkei Moshe jumps in and says no Ramban, and then in the actual Mechaber it says like the Ritzkeus, like the middle shita, that after shiva it's okay, just not during shiva, and the Ramah doesn't say anything. So the Shach is matmi on this. How could the Ramah paskin against the Darkei Moshe and the Mechaber paskin against the Beis Yosef? They don't seem to be bothered by this. So the Bir Gros Beis says we should be make like the Ramban, and the Pnei Baruch points out that in Mishra Brura in Sharetzion in Sim Tav Kuf Nun Aleph he quotes the Gra to be Mekel. So it could be that particularly because Halakha to be Mekel Bavel and because the Darkei Moshe really wanted a Pasuk like the Ramban, even though he didn't mention it in the Mappa in the Shulchan Aruch, we Pasuk like the Ramban, that even during Shiva if the mustache is getting in the way that he's allowed to trim it. If a person began to be Megaleach and then they tell him, oh, by the way, your father just died, and he's got like half a face shaved, so then he's allowed to continue to be Megaleach, Smutzel Ligmar. Beis Yosef quotes in the Mordechai, Mishum Kavar Abrios, and that's what the Taz quotes as well. Gadol Kavar Abrios, Doch Elos HaSei Midrabanan. So therefore, he can do that. Now, it's interesting because Rabbi Kiveger quotes from the Yerushalmi that what does it mean that if you started to shave, you're allowed to continue to shave? How much shaving do you have to have done already, or haircutting do you have to have done already, to be matir continuing to shave? So Rikveger calls the Yerushalmi that the shir haschala is the same shir of Yoshev Lefnei HaSapar Samach Lemincha, which you're not generally not allowed to do, but if you already started getting your haircut, you're allowed to continue getting your haircut. So what's the shir of Yoshev Lefnei HaSapar? when they put the apron over you, you know, that's going to catch your hair. Okay, so now you already started your haircut, so you're allowed to continue getting that haircut, samach l'mincha. So, l'chora, if it's all didn't cover our brios over here, why would that be the get there? Meaning, it's not a chisar in the cover of brios at all. They didn't cut anything yet. They just put the apron over you. And yet, you're allowed to continue getting the haircut. So, it's a pella. It's a little bit difficult why that would be the heter of kavod abrios would work for that case. Now, are there exceptions to the issue of shaving and haircutting, or not just exceptions? At what point, I should say, at what point do we say that one can then get a haircut? So the Brice and Daf Chav Beis and Beis says that there's a difference between Shar Krovim versus Avi'imo. By Shar Krovim, as soon as Shloshim is over, all bets are off, Avelus is over, you get a regular haircut, regular shave, everything. Avi'imo, so this is the famous halacha, that you need someone to tell you that that you don't look good, that someone has to get upset with your appearance. Rabbi Kiveger points out that what should be obvious, that Yigar Bo Chaverov B'tok Shloshim doesn't work, meaning Yigar Bo Chaverov is beyond Shloshim. Once you get beyond Shloshim, Yigar Bo Chaverov becomes operative. The Mishnah Brura in some Tavkuf Memches, Sivkat Lamedalid, writes that if Yigar Bo Chaverov Af B'toch Shloshim, it's mutter. So Rav Vadya writes in the Tshuva, in Yabiyomer Chelek Aleph, Yordei Simun Chavei Osio, that it's an obvious typo in the Mishnah Brura. So you may get the wrong impression when you see the Mishnah Brura. He says, even B'toch Shloshim, Yigar Bo Chaverov works. It's not true. It's a typo in the Mishnah Brura. And how does he know? Because the Mishnah Brura is quoting an Eliyahu Rabbah. And if you look in the Eliyahu Rabbah, he doesn't say B'toch Shloshim, he says B'yom Shloshim. So, and Chaim Kanievsky in Shana Alechus makes the same ha'ara, that it's a typo in the Mishnah Brura. The Rush in Simon Mem Beis and the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Hey says that even if Avar HaRegel, after Shloshim, you still need to wait at Yigar Bo Chaverov, that a Regel coming and going is not going to do it. Beis Yosef quotes in Nemuka Yosef in the name of Yesh Omrim that if Shloshim Yom have passed and a regal has come, then the regal is mafsik and it's mevatel the zman ga'ara, meaning the regal alone could replace the shir ga'ara. That's the sheet of the smak in Shulchan Aruch Sif Daladi Paskins. No, you got just Aji Gruba Chaver. It doesn't mention anything about regal doing anything. And the Ramah says that Beferish that a regal doesn't help. So you need to wait Aji Gruba Chaver. So then the question becomes, okay, so what's that? When exactly is Yigar Bo Chaverov? Basically, there's a whole bunch of shitos that he brings. Really, there are a number of chakiros that one has to discuss. First of all, is the shir ga'ara a shir bi'alma, or is it not a shir, it's an event that you need someone to actually tell you? Meaning, let's say people don't tell you because your friends are all polite. They're all very polite people, and they don't, you know, you come home at the end of a long day, and there's a giant piece of spinach right between your teeth, and you've been smiling at people all day, and they've been awkwardly smiling back at you, and whatever, and no one has said anything to you all day. Does that mean that it's not embarrassing to you? No, it's but no one said anything, because that's the kind of friends that you have, right? So a person has such friends, so he looks like a nut. He looks like the Unabomber, but his friends don't say anything because he has such polite friends. So do you have to wait for someone to actually say something? Second of all, if there is a shear, what is that shear? And when does that shear start? Meaning, let's say we're going to say, we'll see one of the numbers we're going to come upon, is 3 months, that it takes 3 months to shear. 3 months since when? 3 months since the beginning of the Avelus? Or 3 months since the last haircut? Person may not have gotten a haircut for a month before the relative died. So Tosfos Ma'akot Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis writes in the name of Yerushalmi that it's Ad Sheyishlach Pera VeYigaru Bo Chaverov VeYomru Lo Tzei Me'imanu. Which is, that's quite a shir ga'ara. Like, I cannot hang out with you because your hair is so disgusting. Tzei me'imanu. So I don't think you ever really quite necessarily hit that shir ga'ara. Beis Yosef says that the riff is just like Tosos, and he says what it really is that you need two things. You need gidul pera, which means a minimum of shloshim yom, and also yigaru bo chaverav. It's just that gir doesn't work b'toch shloshim yom. So it seems that the shloshim over here is not shloshim yom akvura, it's gidul pera, that you need to have grown enough hair, and it's not called the gidul pera unless it's been shloshim yom since your last haircut or your last shave. So it could be that those shloshim yom are over during the shloshim of avelus, and someone will be goer, even b'toch shloshim yom be mutzu megaleach. But that would be crazy, though, right? I mean, that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger was trying to tell us not to, you know, don't believe that for a second, Rabbi Akiva Eiger was saying, because then it will turn out that Avelus Alavimo is more kal than any other Avelus. For every other Avelus, you definitely have to wait till Shloshim is over. That would mean Avelus Alavimo, as long as it's been a Gidul Pera of Shloshim Yom, and Yigar Chaverov, even Betoch the Shloshim, it's going to be about there. Can't be. So the Rambam writes, Ad she yishlach pera, or ad she yigru bo chaverav. Sounds from the Rambam, right? One or the other. So Beis Yosef explains that you need gidul seyar, according to the Rambam, of many, many days, and then you don't need giur. But if they were goer bo before it grew so much, it's also mutzal galeach, as long as it was after shloshim yom. But if they're gorbo betok shloshim yom, then it's lav klum, then it's nothing. Meaning the way that Beis Yosef understands the Rambam is one or the other, but the hair growing on its own needs to grow a lot before you're going to say, okay, I've hit that point, even though no one's saying anything. So it seems that clearly it can't happen within nothing. We're definitely not going to be makel within shloshim yom of avimo, because you can't be more makel with avimo than you are with shar krovim. So it's asur legaleach tol shloshim yom shel avelus. After shloshim yom, there are two shiurim: gidul seyar for yamim harbe for a long, long time, or yigurubo chaverav. So according to the Rambam, clearly yigurubo chaverav means that someone actually says something, because he's saying if you don't have Yigur B'chaver, then Yamim Harbe, that's the other option. The Hagos Maimonios quotes from the Smak that the Shir Giur is Shloshim Yom, but by Shar Krovim you need Shloshim Yom Mizman HaKvura, by Avi Imo you need another Shloshim Yom after the original Shloshim Yom. I mean, Yigur B'chaver is Shloshim Yom, but it means an additional shloshim yom. So the Darkei Moshe quotes with Trumas Adeshin, the name of the Aguda, that a shir ga'ara that we're knowing is 3 months. But then he quotes a lot of poskim kadmonim that were mesupik about this. So it sounds like you need a shir ga'ara, and even from the Darkei Moshe, it sounds like you need a shir ga'ara, and even a ga'ara mamish is not going to help if you haven't yet hit the shir ga'ara. And that shir ga'ara is 3 months. Not clear when we start the clock on that, whether that's from the last haircut or from, meaning if you hold 3 months, whether that's from the last haircut or whether it's from the beginning of the avelus. Darkei Moshe quotes that the Beis Yosef is mashma that after shloshim it's a shir ga'ara, even 1 or 2 days after shloshim yom. Sounds like even if it's not yigru bo chaverav, it's a tzarech iyun, because Beis Yosef only says that within the shita that goes Maimonios, Darkei Moshe then quotes from the Maril that we're knowing b'ktsas mekomos not to get a haircut for kol yud beis chodesh, and he quotes a tshuva from the Arzurua that yesh lahakel b'minag zeb makom tzorech, if it's for your parnasa, because it's only a chum bialma l'kvod av v'imo. So essentially, if when it comes down to it, lahalacha, you'll ask a number of people. Generally speaking, I think the way that Rav Shechter was magdir, if I recall correctly, was that the idea of 3 months is because that's twice the amount of time that it takes from haircut to haircut. That normally a person gets a haircut about every 4 to 6 weeks, let's say. So by 3 months, so that's twice the amount of time of a regular haircut. So the 3 months is working with the same thing as the Shloshim Yom. The Shloshim Yom was with the idea of Shloshim Yom is the normal time for a haircut. So another Shloshim Yom, you'd have to wait. So there is a further machloka. So that's why I think the minig is to wait 3 months. The for the first haircut at least. Shaila is, once you get to Yigru B'chaveirav, are you then allowed to continue to get haircuts on a regular basis, that you hit that once and then you're allowed to get haircuts on a regular basis, or you need to wait at Yigru B'chaveirav each and every time. So I think, is it Kiveiga? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Right. So what did Rav Shachter say? Rav Shachter holds like that, Rav Kiveiga? Anyone? Yeah?
I asked him once by Svira. He said once you shave once, then
you can shave all the time. Yeah. So Rav Kiveiga, right. Rav Kiveiga holds, I mean, I guess since the whole thing is only a minute to begin with the Yud Beis Chodesh. So once you get to that Shir Ga'ara, so then you can get regular shaving and haircuts. So I think that's definitely the minhag. Even Rav Moshe wasn't happy about it, meaning when it comes to like shaving, people typically, when they shave, once they shave, they'll start shaving every day again. They're not going to wait until they get to the point of Yigru B'chaveirav. I mean, the reason people don't shave during... people get to Yigru B'chaveirav on shaving within Shloshim, right? But because we're not makel within Shloshim, they continue to grow their beard until after Shloshim. When it comes to a woman... The Torah quotes from Evel Rabasi that a woman is mutter b'netilas seir after Shiva. The Rif paskins netilas kol seir. So the Ramban says, so then there's no din of shloshim? What does that mean? How could that be? So the Ramban and Rashi and Tosos and the Rush all say that means to be mavir srak al paneha, meaning if she's growing a mustache or something, you know, for some cosmetic reason, the shlot is naval al baila. But to actually get a haircut, that's asr kol shloshim, just like it would be for an ish. Beis Yosef paskins like the Rif, because the Rambam paskins that way as well. Darkei Moshe paskins like the rest of the poskim, and that's why you have the same machlokas in Shulchan Aruch and Sifei between the Mechaber and the Rambam. What about cutting fingernails? So the Brisa of Yud Zayin Amud Beis in Mesachs Moed Katan says that Rabbi Yossi was matir cutting fingernails, and the Gemara paskins Hilchsa Kavasei. So the Gemara says it's mutter bein bishal yadayim bein bishal reglayim, whether it's fingernails or toenails. The Gemara also says that, but you have to do it with the shinui, shakline bishine, you take it, you bite your nails, as opposed to cutting with a normal nail clipper. So the Rambam writes that not only biting the nails, if you peel your nails with the other fingers, that's also okay. And the Rif in Yiral Amral, Pidape Rif, quotes Yesh Omrin, that even that's only Motalacha Shiva, but Betoch Shiva is going to be Aser. And the Rif himself and the Ramban are Machriya, that it's even Mutter Betoch Shiva. Okay, so that's if you're going to bite your nails. A further machlok, as we showed him, what about after Shiva, if you're not going to bite your nails? After Shiva, you want to use a nail clipper or a nail scissor. Do we say that even l'achar Shiva you need a shinoi, or l'achar Shiva all bets are off and it's totally mutter? So the Torah quotes a Ritzkeus, a Bahag, and a Smag, that it's mutter even without a shinoi, totally mutter after Shiva. The Ramban says you need a shinoi. So the Beis Yosef writes that the Rif and the Rambam hold like the Ramban, that you need a shinoi, v'chein naktinan, and Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins, there's no chiluk between Toch Shiva and Li'achar Shiva. One needs a shinoi if they're going to cut their nails for the entirety of Shloshim. Beis Yosef quotes Agos Maimonios in Parakei, Isha she'ira tvilasa b'chol ha'moed, lo titol tiporneha ba'atzma v'lomeres l'goyo litol tiporneha, afilu b'genusturi, dikim v'demeir l'goy shvos b'mokam mitzvah lo gozer, aval hi atzmeini yichol litlam yafa b'shina o b'yodeh, v'chein adin emir tvilas mitzvah toch lamid achar zayin. And he quotes Agos Maimonios, and if a woman has to go to the mikvah during her Shloshim, she should go to a manicurist who will cut her nails, not with a shinoi, in the regular way, rather than rely on a shinoi, because of relying on a shinoi, sometimes you may not do as good a job. And the Darkei Moshe just points out that even though he says to go to a Goya, because that's what he was talking about on Chol HaMoed, but when you know, don't minovu uki ba'asra, meaning when you talk about Hilchos Halachos of Avelus, you could just go to a Jewish manicurist, if there is such a thing. You could just go to a Jewish person to cut the nails. It doesn't need to be a Goya. Yeah, so that's what they point out. I remember when I had some shailas about the 3 weeks or the 9 days or something, and Rav Shechter was in Eretz Yisrael. I couldn't get a hold of him, and my father called me and he said, "Oh, you're never going to guess who's on my plane back from Israel. Rav Shechter's on my plane." So I said, "Oh, it's so funny because I just had some shailas and I couldn't get a hold of him. I was wondering, you know." I didn't want to bother him, but I just said, you know, I mentioned that to my father. So, fathers are fathers, you know. So he said, "You need him." So the next thing I know, "Hi, it's Herschel Schechter. Your father said you needed something." So I'm asking about like cutting fingernails during 9 days. So at that point, he pointed out to me that since we're machmir, that meaning even though we're mekel, if you're a follower of Soloveitchik's idea of the 9 days mimicking Shloshim, and we're mekel to take showers during Shloshim, like we pointed out, against what it says in the Hilchos Avelos, so we're mekel to take showers during Shloshim, so you can take showers during the 9 days as well, but that comes with the Chumrah also, because most of the Hilchos 3 weeks books will tell you that you're not allowed to cut your nail, that you're allowed to cut your nails during the 9 days, but it would turn out that you're not allowed to cut your nails during the 9 days. So to take the kula of showering, you have to take the Chumrah of not cutting your nails. Worth it. But it's worthy trade-off. But that's how it would play out according to that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Some
Mishabura quotes with the Shach.
But we're not concerned about that here?
About what?
By
Avelos,
to have somebody else
do
your nails?
About Amir
al-Nachri? I think it was like Masaya or something that she's going to like.
Yeah. So that was the discussion between the Taz and the Shach. Yeah. So over here, again, the whole thing is we're dealing with Minhagim, so, I don't think it's such a problem. The Poskim discuss over here, the Taz of Gan Gimel asks, that we should aser a Jewish manicurist because of Lifnei Iver. And he says it's considered a shinoi to do al yidei Yisraelis, meaning to not cut your own nails, and that's what makes it mutter. It could be that you need a gaya, the Shach thinks maybe you need a gaya. As far as combing your hair, three shitos quoted in the Beis Yosef, the Rabbeinu Yeruchim writes in the Rashi that it's mutter even b'toch shiva. The Mordechai quotes Agos Maimonios that it should be also called shloshim, and the Smak says that sorik rosho la'achar shiva la'halacha beis Yosef halacha devei mekel ba'avel, and therefore we can even comb the hair during the shiva. The chafifa sarosh may be different, but just a regular combing the hair is mutter b'toch shiva. Just to point out, to close for today, Rabbi Kiveger quotes him in Eliyahu Rabbah that a chassan who's getting married b'toch shloshim is allowed to get a regular haircut and cut his nails b'yom chupaso, even if he's an avel al avavi imo. And the Chassam Sofer writes the same in Yerodeh Shem Rem Ches, that's pashut b'yom chasunaso mamish, that he's allowed to get a haircut, he's allowed to cut his nails, because they allow him to get married b'yimei evlo, so you have to allow the other things that go along with getting married b'yimei evlo. And Pischi Tshuva and Sivkat Nalav quotes in Nadi B'yuda Madura Tinyan and Simnei Gimel that a Sanduk and a Moel and a Navia Ben are not allowed to get a haircut within Shloshim. The Shvus Yaakov is matir for the Aviyah Ben, but I think the minig is not that way. Okay, so Bez Shem, on Sunday we'll get into attending simchas and things like that, and then, Sunday, Monday, we should be able to wrap it up.